Tech WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the spring. We would normally be doing like NFL schedules this week, but we're not. We're just sort of chilling and watching the Orioles play out on the West Coast and getting ready for the draft next week for all of us sports fans. But for many of us who had to stroke a check or get a refund, it's almost April 15th, but over the hill here, Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global. We talk a lot of money. We talk a lot of football and all that. Anything you want to say on the other end of the stress of I've got to get my taxes done? And there is stress, certainly for every accountant I know, who some people were a little late, some people a little early. You've got a lot of clients. I'm sure it's literally, it's stressful.
Pay the tax. Pay the tax. File the return. We talked about this before. April this year, 18th. Today's the 18th. 18th, 18th. That's the tax day. You need to make sure that if nothing else, you file the return, you pay the tax, even if you file an extension. Everybody's entitled to an extension. That's only an extension to file the particulars of the paperwork. It's not an extension to pay the tax. If you don't pay the tax due on this day that the taxes are due, you end up with an ugly, ugly, ugly penalty for not paying. You end up with an ugly penalty for not filing. So file the return. As a matter of fact, file the return even if you can't pay the tax, because there's a bigger penalty for not filing than not paying. So file the return, pay the tax, beg mercy on the IRS if you can't, but file it, pay it, and then extensions, you know, going about your business. As far as people that have filed early, you already got a refund. Good for you. Do some tax planning so next year you don't get a refund. Have this conversation all the time. The only thing a refund means is you gave the government an interest-free loan for the year or any part of the year because you paid in too much. Refunds are bad. Owing taxes, not terrible, not terrible, as long as there's no surprise. The goal is to pay your share of what the tax code says you have to pay, but you're entitled to every deduction, every credit, everything the law allows, use it. And so now's the time to look at that return. And instead of looking at whether or not you got a refund or whether or not you owed, look at the line that says total tax. That's how much you paid. Figure out if there are ways between now and the end of the year that you can reduce that line, reduce the total tax line, not whether or not you withheld too much or withheld too little. But regardless, if you haven't filed, file. That's the deal.
That's it. Don't get yourself sideways. Leonard Raskin here, making sure folks like me and my wife don't stay sideways or get sideways with the government or other places or other financial institutions. While we're on this, because I'm going to go to sports in a minute, tell everybody exactly what you do, because, you know, I've been working with you now for a shortish period of time, but I think there's something about thinking about it and then actually doing it. And, you know, whenever I've talked to anyone that involves wills or personal estates or trust or lawyers that work in elder, there's never a bad time to say, all right, you got to get it together. Maybe nobody has it together when they're 25, right? Like, you know, should, right?
Very few. So the most important thing about what we do is we look at everything you've got going on financially. What I hear from people all the time, nobody ever asked me that. I didn't think about that. I didn't realize A had an impact on B.
Why is that important, right?
Because everything goes together. The beneficiary of a retirement plan, the will, the trust, the life insurance, the car insurance, the way you invest your money, the type of mortgage you have on your home, it's all intertwined. And everything you do financially has an impact on something else you do or don't do financially. Famously said by, I believe, Geddy Lee.
Right.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Yeah, Neil was the thinker, you know.
Neil wrote it, Geddy sang it. And in fact, when it comes to your money, you can either be conscious and competent, or you can be an unconscious incompetent. They're the two extremes. And what we prefer is conscious competent. I believe that once people know what the right thing is to do with their money, they make great choices. Sometimes people know what the right thing is to do, or they learn what is the right thing to do. They still make bad choices, but it's really hard to do. So the idea is to work with a professional who will help you make decisions based on a fiduciary standard and economic truth. And when you look at those two things together, it's somebody who's looking out for you, not themselves, and then tells you what to do based on the economics of money. And that's what we do. We've studied the economics of money going on 36 years. We've advised thousands of people on what to do. And once understood, people make great decisions and have much better outcomes about every aspect of their money, from protecting it, saving it, growing it, and ultimately the legacy they leave relative to the wealth they have. That's what we're about. And then in the middle of that, we help people enjoy the heck out of it.
Well, that's where I was going to get with this. Where the schedule coming out this week would be, and spring and summer. Yeah. And I have friends going on vacation to all. I have a friend in Buenos Aires. I woke up this morning. I sent him on a restaurant recommendation. It's going to blow his mind if you ever go to Buenos Aires. But so I wanted to ask you about this because you and I had an off the field chat over Pappas crab cake recent times. And you told me you're doing something that used to be on my bucket list. Isn't on my bucket list anymore. Okay. But yep, you're doing it. It's relatively expensive to do when I've looked at it, even if Pam Shriver got me tickets, which she's been offering to do all of my life, that if I ever went to Wimbledon, Pam's like, you let me know. And I'll make sure that you get two tickets at an affordable rate. I've had a lot of friends that have gone, taken pictures. I've had employees of mine go. It was on my bucket list when I was 30, when I had never done anything in my life, right? Like before I did anything, Wimbledon was on my list. Now I've been to London a couple of times, three, four times in my life. I had a girlfriend in London in 1998-99, a British girlfriend, and it was on my list then, right next to Stamford Bridge and going to see, Man U and Chelsea play and all of that stuff. But I never made it, quote unquote. But I have been to the French Open. I've been to the US Open. I've just given that the Aussie is in the middle of football playoffs, and because of what I do for a living, I wouldn't go. But you're doing Wimbledon. It's one of those things. But the football schedule is such a huge part of my life this time of the year that if the Ravens were playing Jacksonville in London again, or they were playing Tampa in Munich, or they are playing New Orleans in Twickenham, or wherever they're playing over there these days, I would – this is where, like – hey, do we have enough money to go? Is it something we want to do? Is it a bucket list thing? You've put together a beautiful sort of summer plan for you and your family at this time where your kid's old enough to enjoy it and do all of that kind of stuff. But when you were a kid growing up poor like me, trying to sneak into Orioles games, thinking about going to something like Wimbledon would have been, a major, major endeavor in your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was, as a kid, I played tennis. I love tennis. I played all spring, all summer, fall, till they took the nets down. I was playing tennis all the time. And the dream was, Borg McEnroe. That was as a
Never
kid.
Connors. What? No,
I don't know. Jimmy right. was just too Hollywood.
I wanted to be Ely Nastasi, but you can figure
there you
that
go.
Out.
There you go. But Borg McEnroe was as good as it got. And Wimbledon was the standard. It was the gold standard. I mean, the US Open was fine, but going to London and seeing Wimbledon was just crazy. And yeah, over a lifetime of work and enjoy, like you said, we've been to London a couple times, but never in June. And so this year, end of June, we're going to take in the beginning of the tournament.
You'll be there for the beginning of the fortnight.
Right. So we'll be there for the beginning, not the end. And intentionally going to Wimbledon. Yeah. For a day or so. And being able to walk the grounds and have some strawberries and cream and enjoy some tennis. We'll see.
I want to see a picture of you and your family having strawberries and cream.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Outside center court. I want to check that
out. And that's what we help people do.
When you first started saving your money and you say that's the first thing, you've told me your Super Bowl story, Super Bowl 35 story about going down and pissing your wife off, the whole deal. But the first things you think of doing, mine was a Super Bowl, right? Unabashedly. I always tell Jaworski the day that the televisions went out was the day he was in the Super Bowl. We missed the first quarter. We listened on the radio. And I said to my dad, I was like 11 or 12, 1980, whatever, 81, whatever it was. I said to my dad, probably a good idea if you went to the game, you wouldn't have to worry about it going out on cable TV.
There you go.
So, you know, that was my thing. I went to the French Open in 1999 with my pal Scotty Pete. We were over there seeing Springsteen. Springsteen had just put Knee Street back together. He hadn't played in the States yet. He was playing shows. I saw Springsteen in Madrid, Zaragoza, Spain, and two shows in Paris at Bercy. And Andre Agassi was in the crowd because he was playing, and he was on fire. So when I went to the French Open that week, I saw the ladies play the day I was there. I saw the ladies semifinals. So I saw Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, maybe Monica Seles.
Could have been, sure.
Yeah. So anyway, and in 86, I went to the U.S. Open in New York. I took the train up to New York. I had a day pass, thanks to Kevin Cowherd. Appreciate you, Kevin Cowherd, author you. And I saw Yvonne Lendl. I saw Martina Navratilova. It was the women's semis, but like a men's quarter had been rained on. So I saw Ivanisevic, maybe. But it was 1986. So I have these incredible memories of these things I did another century ago now. Tennis, all I did was play tennis as a kid too. So we have that in common. I played tennis as often as I could against anybody that would play tennis with me. And my kid loves tennis, but I'm done with the Wimbledon thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, if I ever got wealthy and it was $5,000 on a day and I was on a junket and I was that wealthy that I could go. But when I've looked at it and thought about it in London in the summer, I don't know why it's not on my list anymore. It's the one thing that used to be on my list that sort of fell off my list. And it's going to be okay if I don't make it for me.
There you go. And that happens. The good news is you got other experiences, great places, great sports, great tennis. What's not to love?
What's left for you? What else are you doing? This is obviously a bucket list thing, right?
Got all kinds of things on there. Yeah, still have all kinds of things on there. We got a list of travel. I mean, I got a lot of places in this country I want to see. We've been overseas a little bit, but there's still spots here. I got to go to Mount Rushmore. You know, got to go to Mount Rushmore. Haven't been there yet.
Now, you know, that's in the middle of nowhere. Like, I've been trying to go there ever since I was in first grade, and I had a puzzle that had Mount Rushmore over the Dakotas as the thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought, I want to go see president heads. And then I saw it in North by Northwest. It was Hitchcock did a movie, right?
Got to see it. Got to get there.
You know, if you're into motorcycles in Sturgis, it's sort of, you know.
Not like, into either.
You can Badlands that. Yeah, I know. You know, that is part of all of this when you get older as to what you're going to see or not see or what you're going to go back to see again. My wife is talking about going with her sister because my wife turns in a couple of weeks. And she's talking about going with her sister to this place out in Utah where all those sand structures and stuff, the national park. Is it Sandy National? I don't even know.
I don't know.
But nonetheless, she's got like stuff that I'm like, all right, that ain't on my list. I'm trying to change the Northern Lights.
Yeah, got to get to Israel, got to get to Egypt, you know, got to see some great places in the world and got to see some great places here. I've been to a lot of states. I've been through a lot of states. I know you guys had the big debate last year or so was the airport
We laid over in Albuquerque for 2 hours.
In the state. Have you been to the state or not been to the state? I remember that.
Literally, I got pictures there. I went to the bathroom there. I got receipts there. I spent money there. I drank beer there. I used the bathroom like a couple of times.
Then
like,
you must have been there.
Right?
Right. Well, if that's the case, I've been a lot more places. But I actually want to see something outside of the airport. Tom Hanks. What was that movie? America something when
terminal?
He was living.
No, he was stuck in the terminal.
When he was living in the airport as a like immigrant something. They finally found him.
I got to go see that movie. I
clearly
seen
a pre 9/11 movie because you ain't staying in the airport for 10 minutes these days.
Well, you know what? One of the things about the NFL schedule coming out and I'll speak to this as a dreamer, right? Like, because I took a lot of people, Leonard, on their first ever sports trip. their first ever Ravens road game anywhere. Their whole experience was television, like me as a kid. The first time I walked into Cleveland Stadium, the first time I walked into Comiskey Park when I was 21, the first time I walked into Royal Stadium when I was 15 with my mother and she had seen the fountains on TV, heard Brooks Robinson talking about eating nachos with Chuck. like all of these places you see on TV that you go and see it the first time, whether it was, I mean, look at me at the Super Bowl 8 weeks ago, going to that stadium for the first time and kind of being blown away as to what excess in America could be in building a stadium in Inglewood. Right. But the experiences that come along with that, and this would speak to me and you and your son and your wife having mushy peas and bangers and mash in London together in this old castle, right? That doing these things and when sports has been a big, and music for me, big conduit for me to, much like Power Windows in the Rush, looking out and seeing the world, right? And visiting.
And what a great experience.
Lambeau Field and these things that
I've seen.
What's left for you on the sports side of wanting to see
all kinds of places. The downside of the Stanley Cup final is you got to be there at the right game to catch the cup. I actually had the chance to do that. Amazing. Unfortunately, the wrong team won that year.
You saw the Red Wings skate.
The Red Wings skate the cup around the beloved DC Cap Center, Largo Cap Center.
That wasn't in
Washington.
Largo.
Was that at the center?
No, that was at the Verizon, MCI Center.
The Verizon MCI Capital One Arena, whatever it is. Yeah.
I just don't remember because they were wearing those goofy blue jerseys that looked like the St. Louis Blues.
It's terrible. I just remember that I had a bet with a friend who was a big Detroit fan that I'd wear a Detroit Red Wings hat if they won, and I lost the bet.
Was that Nicholas Lidstrom?
Yeah, that's it. I was wearing a Detroit Red Wings hat to work for a couple of days. It was pretty dreadful, but I did get to see the cup, and it was way cool to see him skate the cup, even though it was bad result. Hockey Hall of Fame was on there, got a chance to do that, spent a whole day, had a ball, hugged the cup. Beautiful, beautiful time. Super Bowl I've been to, World Series I've been to, have no desire to go to the NBA Finals. Doesn't matter.
I saw one NBA final game. I saw Shaq and Allen Iverson in 2001 when this involves the Ravens Super Bowl. The Ravens win the Super Bowl. I'm writing Purple Rain 1. I finished Purple Rain. The draft happens. They drafted Heap. We had a party, and then it was time to go to the White House to meet George Bush. And we all met up in Owings Mills and got on the buses and had a police escort down. I sat with Mike Flynn. It was in June. Mike Flynn said to me, "Hey, dude, you want to go see the NBA Finals up in Philly? Can you get tickets?" I got us tickets center court in the last row of what's now the Wells Fargo. Then it was the Wachovia, whatever it was. And we were at game 3 of the NBA Finals, Lakers and Sixers. So I have seen an NBA Finals game. There you go.
That's way off the list. No, nothing I would ever care to spend a dollar for. If somebody gave me tickets, I might go.
I've been to the bullfights in Madrid.
Not done that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of weird stuff.
You've done all kinds of crazy. But the beauty is, you know, you, me, my kid, your kid, the beauty of the ability to travel and see things is it like you said, it's not only the sport. The event's like one day, 1 hour, 3 hours, whatever. It's you get to take in a culture that's not, in this case, Baltimore. You know, you get to see how other people live. You get to see how other people interact. You get to eat new food. You get to drive on the wrong side of the road and figure out how that feels. And there's just so much to do, and you recognize and see it. And you know what astonishes me? We spent the weekend with the boy at Ohio State. For those that want to see it, check out the Ohio State Athletic Band halftime. They played some cool Van Halen tunes out there at halftime. The boy was on the field at the 20-yard line to start, marched all over the place for the halftime
show. I could see Panama being a really good big band song.
It was awesome. And
I could see Jump being a good song.
Well, there's two versions. If you're on a Facebook page, you can go to my Facebook page, Leonard Raskin, and see the one where the focus of the video is the boy. You can also go and watch the athletic band one where you can see the formations, because they don't care about the boy, they care about the band. And you can see the formations. This band marches.
Well, hold on. The Ohio State band did the Rush thing this year, right?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Now, this time they did Van Halen. And they created people, and the people squatted and jumped. And this is the band moving, playing, moving, and jumping.
I'm going to go check that out and share that. I am.
It's way cool. Way cool. But, it's kind of the who was it? I can't remember which comedian, Louis C.K. or Jim Gaffigan or one of them, was talking about flying and being upset that the Wi-Fi is not working. You ever see that skit? It's great. Being all upset that the Wi-Fi is not working when just a couple of years ago there was no Wi-Fi. And his play is, if you're flying, you're in this tube, 30,000 feet up, 500 miles an hour, you should be cheering that you're in the air.
You're going to be in Vegas in 2 hours.
We take flying so for granted, but we're out in Columbus with the boy for the weekend. We cruise over to the airport, 15 minutes from campus, go through security, get on a plane. An hour later, hour and a half later, taxi, takeoff, landing. And 2 hours later, 2.5 hours, I'm sitting in my family room watching TV. How stunning is it? You go to Columbus, hang out for the weekend, fly home, and there you are. The Orioles are beating the Yankees.
The miracle of modern life, literally.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And so you can fly to London and catch the Ravens game. You maybe fly to Germany this year and catch a Ravens game. You can go watch here's one. A Formula One race. I think that is intriguing. They are amazing.
So you want to go to Le Mans or do something
that? Yeah, pit stop. Gas the car and change four tires in 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Stunning.
Did you see the Baltimore IRO when it was around the city?
I did. Yeah. I can't even get out of the car to pump the gas in 4 seconds. These guys, gas and four tires, 4 seconds. Stunning.
I went to one NASCAR event 20 years ago in Dover, and all I remember, one, it was loud, but the very thing loud. I remembered is how fast the cars went. It hurt my eyes. It made me look away and kind of blink, and I don't think television does that justice at all.
Nothing. Indy 500. There's another one. Hoping to get there, not this year, but other. Derby. Haven't been to the Derby yet. Got to get to the Derby.
Oh, do the Derby.
Got to get to the
Derby. If that's the mic drop, if you were to ask me the event you have to go to, I would say the Kentucky Derby. I've been to, I don't know, 8 or 10, a bunch, but haven't been recently. And I've said on the radio all of my career, that's my favorite event in America for sure. And I go to the Super Bowl every year. I think the Derby is something, if you go, you wear a hat, it's something you do with your spouse. It's something that involves drinking, walking, people watching. The day is kind of free. There's a there, but there's no there until late in day. But it's my favorite event. Especially when the weather's good.
Right. And is the Derby the mint julep? Is that the Derby?
No, very much so.
Yeah, the mint julep, right?
You have to have a taste for bourbon now. You know what I mean? Hey, you get a little bourbon
water.
You're
in Kentucky. If you go to Kentucky and don't have a taste for bourbon, you shouldn't go.
All right. Well, make sure you get the Derby pie as well. And what do they call it? Warm brown, per brown. It's like a roast beef brown thing in downtown.
I'm all in.
Yeah. Leonard Raskin is all in on helping you with your finances and money, helping me with my finances and money. You can find him at Raskin Global and awaiting draft, awaiting road trip scheduling and where the Ravens are going to play, as well as home games and all that. And for you, awaiting a Stanley Cup playoffs, right? The Caps are, Caps sitting are on the fringe
again.
Of like going to be okay,
again.
Right?
I think, they're in again, and that's all you got to do is get in, and then you got to beat teams that are as good or better than you. It's the most grueling tournament in sports to win the cup. I don't care what they say. And people don't appreciate hockey as much as they should. The fact that these guys, first and foremost, are world-class ice skaters and then strategically play a sport while on razor blades on the ice is just two things that come together that are just amazing.
Well, you'll never get an argument from me as a guy who cut my teeth covering hockey and being around hockey and loving
phenomenal.
Hockey. I'm the guy every year, this time of year on this year radio station that has said you should pay attention to hockey because hockey's the best sport. Like
absolutely.
If you just flew in from Mars and became accustomed to all of these sports, hockey's the best one to watch on TV, to watch in person, to be
and
a fan
of. And if you get
there, quite frankly.
Talking about the speed of the cars, You talk about the speed and power of these guys playing hockey. If you live in this area, you know, the metro, and you ain't been to DC to see Alex Ovechkin play, you're missing out. This is going to be the greatest goal scorer of all time. Surely the greatest player of our time. And he's right here. And you can catch him any night down in DC. And to watch them play and to watch him move and score, you know, every team's goalie knows it's coming. It's not like baseball where the pitcher pitches and the hitter has to be hopeful they hit the ball with the bat and it gets out of the park for a home run. Every goalie knows Ovechkin's going to shoot on the power play. Every goalie knows from where he's going to shoot. And the guy's still third all-time history goal scorer because his shot is so amazing. They just can't stop it often. And it is art to watch them skate and play. And you talk about a bucket list thing. If you haven't gotten down to DC to see Ovechkin and you have any like for hockey, even sitting in the last row of the arena is worth going to see them play. The speed and size is just amazing.
My dude Trotz will be watching as well, sadly, from the porch, as well the Flyers and some others. Letter Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. You can find me anytime, anywhere, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram. Always talking a little bit about money and a little bit about dreams with my pal Leonard Raskin. You can find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com.